Us out here, man. We in Phoenix, Arizona. It surprised y'all it was cold out here, though, wasn't it? I know we all thought we was coming to the desert. I had my little flip-flops on and shit. No. Just some bullshit. I need my Uggs. Got us out here, Phoenix, too, man, and enjoying the, you know, I thought that was kind of ironic that they was put it in Phoenix and they got this thing called the NBA experience where kids can go and play. And then you actually in Phoenix and you land and it is kind of the NBA experience because there's so many white girls out here that it is. What did I say? What did I say? Did I say something? Welcome to Phoenix. No, man, it's a good time, though. I was concerned, though, when you first got off, they didn't really have a lot of banners or nothing up, did they? It was like one banner at gate 8. You didn't know where you was. You might have thought you was in Albuquerque or some shit. And then you like, now you know, look, oh, Albuquerque in the house, keep it gangster. Real thugs from Albuquerque. That's where the Alamo and shit. They do it. Gotta shout out my dog, Big Shaquille O'Neal. We doing this thing, lovely wife, Shawnee, how you doing, baby? We doing this thing together, me and Shaq, we got together. We like, dog, we gonna do something for the weekend, you know? We like, say it, let's do this comedy thing. And I was like, all right. And he was like, cool. And I was like, damn, so you gonna say something? He was like, nah, you know? So that's how that went, you know? And so he's doing his part right now. He ain't saying a damn thing this evening. I like the beard, Shaggy. Shaq got all them names. You know, he the big cactus. The big Aristotle. Man, grew that beard. He over there looking like the big Burn Davis right now. Nigga, that. Nigga, like, remember Burn Davis had that big ass beard? That's how your ass look. That's my dog, though. Shaq been that big for a long time, though. I mean, you know, he was born like 6'1". Nigga, baby shoe is an 11. Got them hanging across the window. Like, sometime in life, you wish you was that tall, but in, you know, it's others, I don't know if I would want to be that damn big. I don't know. I wouldn't want to raise nobody that big. I don't know if I would have, you know, had no big ass kid every time, daddy, I'm hungry. You know, this nigga. God damn. Come in your room. Can I borrow your church shoes? I got an assembly at school tomorrow. What? It's thunderstorming outside. Ooh, can I get in the bed with y'all? I'm scared. Nigga, if you'll get your big ass out of here, nigga. But I'm 8. Michael Phelps is smoking that weed, nigga. You know you ain't supposed to smoke and swim. Everybody know that shit. But when you think about it, he deserve an extra medal for that shit, because you do everything slow when you high. This nigga was actually going faster. He must have had some of that ooh-wee. Look at that. See, that is terrible that so many people know what ooh-wee is. No. Got A-Rod on the steroids. Damn, A-Rod. I wasn't even really tripping off baseball because a lot of baseball players been on that shit. I mean, you know, I ain't really going to point nobody out. But, you know, I mean, I saw Barry Bonds one time in life. And this thing got a big-ass head, dog. I'm just saying, anytime you got to wear a button-up wife beater, nigga, yo shit, nigga. When you got to go to Pottery Barn to get a straw hat, nigga, is I'm just saying, you know, lower the dosage. And my president is black, man. Y'all got to give it up for President Barack Obama. Shit. That's a hard-ass job right there. How many of y'all was at the inauguration? Okay, good, because I, you know, because I love asking people, they be trying to say it, but they can't. Yeah, nigga, I was almost going to go to the inauguration. You know, the thing where Barack was. It was a big affair, man, a lifetime, you know, lifetime experience right there. You know, and the thing about it is that Barack, you know, came in when the whole world going on. They just trying to pass the stimulus package now, but, nigga, they had everything going wrong, and the man just quit smoking. Shit, as soon as he got off, he probably was just gonna open up a pack of cigarettes at the podium, nigga, you know what? This some bullshit right here, y'all. This is gonna, let me just say. You love, you gotta love the first family. They beautiful, man. They beautiful. It's kind of, you know, I was saying it was a good thing, though, that Barack had little girls, because, you know, they don't have to come under the same degree of scrutiny if he had a little boy. Can you imagine growing up Barack Obama Jr.? You had to have your shit together. You couldn't even have a construction company, nigga. You'd be like, that's all you do is construction, nigga? Barack Obama Jr., you can't be in the club making it rain, nigga. You can't. Everybody like, look at Barack Obama Jr. over there acting a damn fool. I mean, you can't go to Walgreens in the middle of the night walking on the back of your house shoes and shit. Talking about, hey, where y'all toothpaste at? Girl, that was Barack Obama Jr. It was good, though. We got a new damn president, man. It was good because, you know, it was no fanfare at all for George W. I mean, it was just over. Like, as soon as it was over, it was over. I mean, that nigga went and got on the helicopter and didn't nobody even give a damn. He was just... That nigga flew off in a little helicopter. It was like somebody's birthday balloon got let go. Nigga, you just like. He kept coming back for bullshit. Hey, did I log out? I did. Let me show y'all where we keep the extra towels. Did I? You don't need, okay. Nigga, it is over. He left. That was one president that left, and boy, it was bad when he left. I mean, that's bad when you out in another country and motherfuckers so mad they throw a shoe at your ass, nigga. I'm sorry, two shoes. Do you know how frustrated you gotta be to start throwing your shoe at a motherfucker, man? I bet the whole time he was up there talking, that dude was just looking at him like, give it up to George W. though. The dog got in the Matrix on his ass though, didn't he? That nigga G-Dub saw that shoe, that motherfucker was all like this. There he is right there. crowd is hyped out there, man. You know what I'm saying? It's a great time out there. You can hear the crowd, the laughter is going on. It's like the Richter scale. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. This slam dunk comedy we doing right now.
I understand.
Here.
You definitely.
I'm going to bring this first brother to the stage. Now, this brother's hot. Y'all been knowing this brother for years, rocking, living color. Been doing shows with me. I love this brother. Come on, Phoenix, Arizona, All-Star Weekend. Y'all get hype. Y'all show some love for one of the legends of comedy, Mr. Tommy Davidson. Let him hear.
God damn, it's like a Mexican Def Jam and shit. How y'all feel? NBA All-Star Weekend, what's up? The NBA changing, ain't it, man? Got Chinese players and shit? I thought Sam Cassell was the only Chinese player. And nigga look Chinese, don't he? I gotta give it up for the black women, see, because black women moved a long way. Remember the straightening comb? Oh, yeah. Don't act like you don't. You used to sit on the stove next to the Crisco can. Come to work smelling like salmon croquettes. Heat it up like a branding iron. You hear that first little sizzle? Don't let it touch. They slow down in the back. Because that shit hot. Burn you. My sister used to come to school with stripes all on her neck. Girl, what happened to you? I slipped. The fuck, you slipping to a tiger? All them stripes on your head. Look like you got on a Cincinnati Bengals helmet. Black women are genius. Let me tell you something, man. And with them children, you'll never see no children getting smart with their mama because their mama's the smart one. How you gonna get smart with somebody who already fucking smart? My mother will say some shit, make you think about it for 2 days. You come downstairs, think you know some shit. Mama, we hungry. Take your ass to sleep, you won't be hungry. I'm gonna tell y'all two things. Shut the fuck up and boil them hot dogs up. I ain't taking nothing away from white girls. White girls will defend their boyfriend. Shit, you ever seen a white girl and a boyfriend trying to get in a fight? She'll stop it. No, look at me, no. Brandon, look at me. This guy's an asshole. Get out of here, man. You're a fucking buster. Get out of here. Fuck him, let's go. My hand, Brandon. You ever been to the grocery store? You walking down the grocery aisle. You see a white woman talking into a baby carriage like whatever sitting there got to be about 40. You scared to walk down the fucking grocery aisle. She talking into the baby carriage. Look at me now. Look at me now. When we left the car, did we or did we not have an agreement? What the fuck is in there? Who the fuck is that, Coato? I wish we had the opportunity to have an agreement in my house. Shit! You better watch out for the phantom smack. That shit was invisible and light speed. You don't even know what's gonna lead to a smack. My mother give your ass a trick question. Give me that remote. Boy, give me that remote. My dog be like, uh-oh! That's how you keep your hands on that fucking remote. Mother used to smack our ass so fast, we didn't even know who was smacked till somebody started crying. We had to look at each other after we heard the noise. The only way you know is you, everybody looking like you like, woo! Ah! All of a sudden your ears start fucking ringing. You got smacked. My mother used to smack my ass so fast my dog used to trip out. I ain't even see that shit. This bitch getting faster and faster. My dog respected my mother. My dog knew an ass whipping was coming in the room before we did. My dog get the fuck out the room. My mother say, all y'all stay right there till I get downstairs. My dog be like. Fuck y'all. This bitch coming. You can't even call him. Bring your ass. Watch behind. Oh. You kidding me? We different, man. We get mad different. I don't like to see a black woman get mad because they store shit up. Black woman won't get mad at you for 3 months because she'll store. She'll download shit. She'll let you go. Uh-huh. No, no, that's all right. Mm-hmm. Come on, baby. We're going to school. No, that's all. Huh? Let me hear it again. Say it again. Mm-hmm. Come on, mama. We're going to go to the store, mama. Come on. When she break loose on your ass, it's like putting a match in a box of fucking fireworks. I had one aunt, she whipped our ass so fast, she forgot she whipped our ass. She had fast. Oh, yeah, sit your ass. Everybody all right? You talking about this pile of kids crying in the fucking corner? I told y'all stop playing. Shit, we gotta learn how to love each other. That's why I watch Cops. You ever watch Cops? That's my favorite fucking show. I think Cops is highest rated among black people. You see a group of black people watching Cops, you think they watching a football game. Like, whoa, get his ass! I ain't never seen so many white people get arrested in all my fucking life. White men running from the police. I'm taping this shit. Police can't even say nothing before they run. Sir, we... They run through people's yard. Fat-ass police can't keep up. He the one doing all the commentating. I don't know what happened. All I know is this dumb bitch is faster than Pepper Jack Rabbit. What? Pepper Jack Rabbit. They catch his ass. He drunk. He act like he glad to get caught. He come back to the police car singing, Sweet Home Alabama. Na 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 na. Just now 8 minutes, 9 bananas. Na 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 na. My cat got drowned in Louisiana. And drunk as shit. These are drunkenest white people in captivity. One guy's so drunk, he can't say his ABCs. You're going to fucking jail. Sir, say your ABCs now or you go to jail. He got scared. Uh-oh. He started trying to skip the subject on the police. My homie goes, sir, all right, all right. Here it is. I like the bartender. She be serving them drinks. Sir, what? I like the bartender. She be serving them drinks. Sir, where were you tonight?
I was at the club.
Doing what?
Sipping on some buds.
What happened then?
I had a little drink. Do you know what I mean? She made me drink them drinks, and that's alright.
Sir.
All right, all right. I like the bartender. She be serving them drinks. All right, here it is.
Sir, all right, nothing. And I love it here. I love it here because this is Phoenix. This is Latin America. They got the best Spanish TV here in the world. You ever watch Spanish TV? It never stops. Man, the announcers make you want to see the show. I think this shit come on Saturday. They not bullshit on Spanish TV. 4:30 in the morning. You see 20 guys with cowboy hats, tight ass brand new Jordache. I don't know where the fuck they got that many Jordache. Getting down. Ding 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 dong dong ding. El mongambo de rica sinarer. El cuando si do. I'll be like, first of all, where y'all get them fucking Jordache? I ain't seen them jeans in 30 years. Y'all got 29 new pair with fucking extra wallet space. For some broke motherfuckers, they got some big ass wallets. What's in your wallet? Ice cream sandwich. My ice cream sandwich. Spanish TV. Shit. It's a concert every day. Shit. And they got a lot of show. Blah, blah, so. Primo Impacto. You ever seen Sábado Gigante? Sábado Gigante. That's the most beautiful shit in the world. They got a million things going on at once. You're like, what the fuck is this? You see a little girl jumping rope and a bitch in a bikini.
Sábado Gigante.
By the time they finish, the host is sweating and shit.
Pero el suan de exito, doctor. Número dos o cuatecito, cuatro, dos, tres, cuatro, tres, cuatro.
El Chacal. Ta-da. They got a little black midget. Please watch this. It's a little black dude. He's like that little. He got a little John Travolta outfit. And Don Francisco giving him a serious interview, man. Shit's real serious.
Pero el escuatecito, los escuatecitos juntos. Y pero el escuatecito, los escuatecitos juntos.
You gotta listen real close because his mouth about that fucking big. They got concerts. Concerts, you can turn on Tuesday afternoon. 11 o'clock is a concert. They're not playing, they serious too. The music make you cry, man. Hablamente ti.
Cuéntame. De tu vida. Sabes tu bien.
They like that shit.
Repentida. Sé que tú no puedes.
They like that. You be like, what the fuck?
Una y otra vez.
Siempre por vida. Spanish news is the best shit on TV. Fuck CNN.
Telemundo.
Because you only hear a little bit of English, they get right to the shit.
En los 400, en los 400, en los 400, en los muchos problemas de O.J. Simpson. En los 400, en los 400, en los 400, let that nigger go. En los 400, en los 400, en los 400, fucking with those white girls. En los 400, en los 400, the niggas never learn. En los 400, including Kobe Bryant and Tommy Davidson. En los 400, 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 en los 400
mucho pussy on the side. I guess when it comes to white politicians, it's all right. Lindsay Lohan. Stupid ass white bitch. What the fuck is wrong with Chris Brown? Good night.
You got the best comics in the country coming to the NBA All-Star Weekend. You know what's up. You taking extreme athletes because they're in the top of their game. You got extreme comedians at the top of their game. You put them in a round building, metaphorically the hoop. You shoot from the field, you ain't gonna get nothing but nets if you're nice with it. You're gonna hurt your head.
I appreciate it.
Oh, you got it, man.
You don't know nothing about that. Y'all don't know about that shit. Look at that. That was that song you hear at work. You don't even know why you know that shit. You be like, yeah. I don't even really know I know that one. Tommy Davidson. He rocked it, man. Now, he killed it for the Latino crowd. The bros was like, we didn't quite get the last part. We like that, nigga. Yeah. It seemed like that'd be funny, nigga, if I knew. Other than how to order at Taco Bell, if I knew some other Spanish. I'm ready to bring this next young gun to the stage. Y'all know this brother. He funny as hell. You have seen him on Mad TV. You know him for doing movies like Jerry Maguire. Y'all, show some all-star welcome to Aries Spears. Let him hear it.
All right, hold up. Let me count it down real quick. One, two. No, we good. We good. We got to address some shit. Okay, one, two, three. Damn, it's like four niggas in here with white girls sitting up front. The nerve of you motherfuckers. Ain't this Black History Month? What the fuck is you niggas doing? The fuck is you niggas doing? Why you standing up, bitch? Where your man at? What happened? They got them all. Well, bitch, yelling like that, you ain't gonna get it, brother. I gotta ask. So, sweetheart, you got a Negro, so I gotta ask. Y'all probably have great sex. Do y'all role play at all? Do you role play? No? You don't play escape slave and the master's wife? That's just, you got to hurry up, nigga, you on the clock. You got a white girl, you gotta take advantage. Halloween, you gotta dress up like OJ and hide in the closet with a butcher knife sketch. Ah! Bitch, where you been? I love you. Oh, this white boy got a black girl. Okay, motherfucker, that's what I'm talking about. Matter of fact, stand up, nigga, stand up. No, look, the black woman said yes, motherfucker. Yes. Yes. This nigga pays car notes and everything. Yeah. Listen, I'm gonna let you know, you heard me say it. I don't want nobody to get upset or offended because I say the word nigga in my show. Because the fact of the matter is, I say it because white people, I know y'all say it. Don't tell me when y'all at home watching the 11 o'clock news and you hear about some of the stupid shit that black people do. Y'all are going, oh my God, these African Americans. You're like, honey, look at these crazy niggas. Time out, look at this ignorant nigga here. This nigga got a fish tank for a wine glass. Barack Obama didn't change shit. We thought shit was gonna be different. Nigga, that's Kool-Aid. Look, you can't even walk. Look at this nigga here. That's what I love about that. Look how uncomfortable this white dude is. It's like, oh my God, I've seen it on TV, but I never thought I'd sit this close. Don't worry about that, dog. He's straight. If he start pulling a knife or something, then you run. But otherwise, matter of fact, let me talk to this nigga for a minute. Pardon me. Bungulum bungala. Bundayo bumwai. You straight. You straight. You know, it's funny because when I went to go vote, white people would ask me, so who you voting for? Who the fuck you think? Well, do you care about his politics? I don't give a fuck. Do you like him personally? I don't know the nigga. He black, I'm vote for the black guy. Fuck that. We might not get this chance for another 40 years. Gary Coleman could have been running and I'd have voted for that nigga. I'd have been in the booth and the world don't move. And I know there were white people that got upset about that. I heard you talk about it. I think it's wrong that black people will vote for him for it because he's black. They should vote for the right reasons. Well, I look at it like this. From George Washington to George Bush, every president that this country has seen has been white. My thing is, let's just get the first nigga in there. After the next one, I get the right one in there for the right reasons. But let's get the first nigga in there. Because this shit was bigger than Barack. Man, think about the message that this sends to every little black boy in the country. That you can make it in this country without just being a rapper or an athlete. You can be president of the United fucking States. I gotta get behind that. We can finally scratch that off the black to-do list. Like rapper, check. Athlete, check. Black president, about fucking time, check. Next up, Olympic swimming. Michael Phelps, we coming. Watch your motherfucking back. Soon as they learn how to heat that water up, nigga, we are in there. We coming. And I'm not just here to tell jokes. I actually want to give back. I want to help white people. I want to be like y'all's black Dr. Phil. Because comics, we don't do much when we're on the road. We stay in the hotel room and watch TV. And I'm flipping through the channels, and I'm watching some of these programs like Oprah and Phil, and I'm noticing some of y'all's kids is out of fucking control. I really want to ask white people, why don't y'all beat y'all kids? Beat them, whoop they motherfucking ass. Y'all give y'all kids all kind of timeouts and special places. What the fuck is a special place? To a black child, that's a coma. What is a special place? Black kids don't know shit about timeout. We know about getting knocked the fuck out. That's it. My mother used to slap the shit out of me in public, and I would look at people for help. Like, shut up. White people felt my pain. Oh, my God. She just struck her child. Black people see black kids get hit. We like, hey, get your shit together. You know what I found out growing up totally shocked me? White kids are just as shocked to find out black kids don't talk back to their parents as we are when we hear them talk back to theirs. Because I used to have a little buddy would come over my house on the weekends, little Nate. We'd be in my room playing video games. My mother used to come in the room on us and cuss me out for no reason. Just scare the shit out of both of us, right? We'd be in the room playing Mario Brothers. She'd come kick open the door like SWAT. We on level 4, she just, Aries, how many times that I told you to clean this motherfucking room? Cut that goddamn game off and clean this room. I come back, this motherfucking room ain't clean. I'm gonna take that Nintendo cord, wrap it around your neck, and stick it in your ass. Nigga, I ain't playing with you. This ain't no threat. This a promise. Try me, motherfucker. Try me. My white friend would turn to me offended, like, dude, what the fuck? She can't do that, man. This is your space. This is your area. She's violating your right to privacy. You should say something. You want me to go say something? I'd be so scared. I started talking to him like a slave from Roots, like, you's gonna get me's in troubles. I like you, Nate. I really do's. But my parents is good black folk. They gives me food. They gives me sleeps. Now you get away from around here with that foolishness. Get from here. My mother smacked the shit out of the white boy. He turned into me. Wade in the water. It's crucial, man. I didn't do shit today, man. I sat around the room, smoked weed, watched movies. Because, like, my favorite actor, I got to tell you, is Denzel Washington. That's a cold motherfucker. Denzel got the smoothest walk in show business, don't he? That nigga got that overbite. This nigga smooth with the shit. And I was always a fan, but I got hooked when I saw Training Day. That motherfucker. Because we always saw him play a good guy. I never saw him play a bad guy. And he was cool. I smoked a pound of weed and practiced that shit. My girl came home. She thought that motherfucker was in the house. I was, Jake, I'm telling you right now. Hey, Jake, you want to go to jail or you want to go home? All right, my nigga, that's what I'm talking about. Everybody right here. I'm telling you, my nigga. Fellas, I'm telling you, hey, learn that shit. I don't give a fuck how mad your girl is at you. You do Denzel, she ain't going no place. She might talk that shit at first. Baby, you need to take some time to think about your shit. You be disrespecting me, I'm leaving you. Hey, baby, I'm telling you right now, put the bag down. Hey, put the bag down. I promise you, if you stay with me, I'll love you internally, externally, and every way imaginable. Everything I ever am, everything I ever will be, I am because of you. You're my best friend. You're my lover. You're like, motherfucker, I ain't going nowhere. You just need to learn how to respect what I'm saying. Lot of movies, man. Like, I like them crazy movies, too. Like, I just saw this movie, 300 Sparta. Anybody see this shit? I don't even like the movies for the action or the violence. I like it for the dialogue. That's some smooth shit, the way they talk in the movies. It's like they got their own language. You've heard it before. My lord. It's my lord, but that's how they say it. My lord, let it be known that Xerxes is a kind gold king, and he offers this declaration as an alternative to war. Now let me speak to the nobles, or I will engage with my military. And the other character's always some pompous asshole. Hermetheus, please spare me of your banality. This is not about war. This is about my daughter's hand in marriage. So neither try to seduce me nor bore me with the belligerence of your insolence. I be in the theater eating my popcorn like, goddamn, who got diabetes? This shit good. There's some ignorant niggas in here that don't even think I said anything wrong. They're like, I don't understand. My grandmama got the insolence. I'm a big sports fan too, man. I love sports. Basketball is my favorite sport. It's just fucked up because I can't play. But don't get me wrong, I go to the court, I got the look down. Who these bitches screaming for? Oh, is that Nelly? Nelly, what's happening, baby? Hey, let me get them earrings so I can feed Africa, nigga. And you know I'm gonna get on Shaq with that picnic table suit. You can eat a jelly sandwich on that nigga back. Like, Shaq, I love you, but you are the slowest talking motherfucker in the league. You take 2 weeks to answer a fucking question. Like, Shaq, you and Kobe are feuding. What's going on?
I told Kobe. I told Phil. Phil know how I play. Kobe know how I play. Give me the ball. I'm a dunker. I'm big brother. He's little brother. We'll be fine.
Like, motherfucker, what? When Shaq talked, they should have the words with the bouncing ball.
Everybody know. You have a good time.
Like, what? Nigga, you know that eye of yours is like that Fat Joe song. It just leaned back a little bit. Like, I love Charles Barkley, but Charles is another one. Charles can't talk for shit. It seemed like whatever's going on in Charles' mind don't match what's coming out of his mouth. Like, his mind and mouth is playing Marco Polo. They not on the same accord. Like, Charles, what do you think about Shaq getting traded to the Phoenix Sun?
The Phoenix Sun, let me tell you something. Shaquille O'Neal, and Kobe Bryant, Kobe, everybody know Kobe. 40 points, 50 points, greatest player. Let me tell you something. Everybody...
He start throwing in shit that ain't got nothing to do with basketball.
Krispy Kreme donut, it's round like a rim. Got a hole in it.
It's important, baby. You gotta learn how to talk. It's crazy, man. That's why I gotta study people, man. I gotta study the languages, man. I gotta study different, you know, ethnicities and shit. I think that's the key to racism, man. You know? Because at the end of the day, I don't give a fuck what color you are. Everybody got something to bring to the table. And life is short, man. Sample that shit. You don't know what you might be missing. Why deprive yourself of a great human experience? Because you fucking mad. It's ridiculous. So I appreciate a good accent. You got the right accent, you can get away with a lot of shit. You be in a club and say something foul to a woman in an American accent, she might slap the shit out of you. Like, excuse me, baby, I don't mean to bother you, but you got a fat ass. I would love to take you home, fuck the shit out you. Motherfucker. English accent, that just roll off the tongue different. Like, excuse me, I didn't mean to bother you, but I'd really love to take you back to my house and fuck your doggy self a little bit, you know what I mean? Motherfucker, I ain't mad, you just got him. All right, before I get out of here, where the hip-hop fans at? Hip-hop. I'm a big hip-hop fan, man. I gotta say, man, hip-hop, I love it because it ain't just a black thing no more, it's global. And I gotta give some of the credit to Eminem. He has changed the game. And I know some black people try to hate on him because he's white, but fuck that. I give credit what credit is due. That's a bad motherfucker. He has changed the game. Because I'm gonna tell you something, a lot of white boys ain't white boys no more. Some of y'all are us. You got do-rags on now, your pants are sagging, y'all walk with that black swagger. I was parked in a light the other day. One of them white boys crossed my car. I got nervous and locked my shit. Click, click. Like, what the fuck is this nigga up to? I didn't feel safe. That's what I'm trying to say. But I like when rappers get together and make good music as opposed to killing each other. Like, if I could have it my way, I'd like to see four of my favorite rappers come together and make a song. I'd have, like, LL Cool J, Snoop Dogg, DMX, and my man Jay-Z. And I say, I'm amazed at Jay-Z, not because he's a great rapper. Everybody know he's a great rapper. How the fuck did he get Beyonce? Because he is a ugly motherfucker. Like, is it me or does that nigga look like Joe Camel? Am I the only one to see that shit? He could finish a whole stick of chapstick in one use. But like I said, I'd have LL, Snoop, DMX, Jay-Z. I'd have LL do the intro because he just got that cool, suave swagger. Like, LL seemed like he don't even need a woman to be turned on. He can stand in front of the mirror, chest naked, and turn his cell phone. Like, he'd be standing there, DJ, hit that track for me. Yo, what's up, baby? This your man, LL Cool J. Ain't nothing like when you put vanilla ice cream on your chest, let it melt down in your genitals. I got my man Snoop Dogg, DMX, and Jay-Z in the building. It's about to be real sexual, real erotic, baby. Hey, yo, Snoop, holla at me, it's your man, LL. Hey, yo, 1, 2, 3, into the folk. Snoop Doggy Dog, taking condoms out the dope. Ready to get up in you, so back on up. Grab a condom, cause I'm ready to fuck, bitch, what? Having 3 hoes is some gangster shit. You know how a dog do when a gangster pimp. We don't sweat shit, cause we know we can't be faded. We just sit back, debated while getting our hair braided. Nate Dogg, Warren G, Daz, and Corrupt, we gon' rep till we die. That's why we throw them things up. For shizzle, my nizzle. In the LBC, you know my name, Snoop Digo, double G. Yo, it's your man, DMX, where's my dogs at? Where's my dogs? Uh-huh. Yo, I done told your dogs about fucking with me. I done told your dogs about fucking with Dave. When a dog starts to bark, it's followed by the bite. That's when you feel the pain and you headed for the light. Don't get upset, nigga. That's just how a dog do. And I won't stop eating until the dogs throw. I bring that real sale, baby. For that real meal, lady. Yo, Jay-Z, holla at him. Talk to me, man. It's your boy in the building. It's Young Hova. Homie, I told you the game's over. I got it locked. Oh, y'all should stop. Zed Stock called a persona made for martyr. Think you got it locked, don't bother. I'm taking the game further. I'm Roy when I hit, Helen out when I switch. I'm like Ike Turner. And what's love when I'm pissed? If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. It's your boy, nigga.
I know you just got butterflies, you just, everything, your emotions are crazy right now.
Dude, you know, it's like, before, it's like almost like a prize fighter, man. Before you hit the ring, you're in the locker room, working on the pad, hitting your combinations, and you get that feeling, like you almost wanna throw up, get it out of you, but it's the walk to the stage, it's the walk to the ring, the bell ring, it's over, stand up, man. I love it.
Much success, stay
and
blessed.
And I wanna know what it's like to get some of that NBA pussy.
Oh, man.
What's happening, how y'all doing? Hey, Cat Williams in the building. What's up, young Cat? Look it up. All-Star Weekend. This next brother I'm about to bring to the stage is my young gun right here. He be out getting it down on the stage all around the country. He had done many movies with me. He's a funny brother. He's the streets comic. Y'all show some love for D-Ray Davis.
Valentine's Day. All the brothers out with their real Valentine's, you gotta make that phone call tomorrow to old girl. What's up with all the sexy, beautiful, single women on Valentine's Day? Where y'all at? Lonely bitches. All-Star Weekend. I don't know how to get into it, but women, why y'all here? Let's be honest. Y'all know why the fuck y'all here. Come on. Where the hood rats at? I speak very fluent hood rats. All the hood rats like, oh, over here, I ain't know. You ain't say you speak hood rat. Y'all got to learn how to speak hood rat. You ever talk to a girl at the bar? You're like, hey, babe, you want something to drink? She's like, what? Oh, shit. Oh, a double Hennessy with, I just want the real to come out. I don't want no fake shit. Not this year. I know how to find a hood rat. You gotta set hood rat traps. This is how you find a hood rat. Go to the club and get a bottle of champagne, and just pop it, poof, and move. They're gonna be like, they gonna have their own glass on and pulling them out their dress. Bitch, you got a glass in here? Y'all be easy on these athletes, man. It's hard being an athlete. Damn it. You gotta run, jump, block, work out every day. Shit, that's just dodging child support. Everybody talking about Barack. I'm glad too. I'm glad we got a fucking black president. We taking credit for everything now, though, ain't we? Like, since Barack got in there, the gas went down. Barack, nigga. That plane almost crashed. It landed in the water. We were like, nigga, Barack, nigga. That's what that's about. I'm glad gas went down. I broke up with motherfuckers if they live far. That's how you know you balling back in the day. I don't give a fuck, motherfucker popping bottles, making rain champagne and shit, nigga. If you rich, nigga, get some 2 gallons of gas in this bitch and just pour it. Who live like this, nigga? This high octane. Who live like this? Valentine's Day. Look at all the red. Women, you excited? Did you get what you wanted? Fuck that. If we live together, fuck Valentine's Day and all that shit. We live together. It's a goddamn recession. Why I gotta go out and get you some dead-ass roses, some nasty candy? We live together. Shit is hard. Valentine's Day, y'all should get shit for the fucking house. Baby, it's Valentine's Day. What you get me? I paid that shit. Watch this. That's called lights, bitch. Happy Valentine's Day. If we're in a relationship, women, y'all need to open the fuck up and start being understanding. Money ain't easy. I want a man making money. We want a woman to shut the fuck up. Women, y'all talk a lot about nothing sometimes. It's rough on us. Sometimes you wish your woman run out of words like cell phone minutes. Right in the middle of conversation. And another thing. Ah. Talk to me on nights and weekends, bitch. You done used all your mouth minutes up. Look, some of the women mad and shit. You can be mad if you want to. This is what fucking real life is. I ain't got no ha-ha crazy-ass jokes. My life was fucked up. My mom been on dope since I was 10 years old. This is what happens. Chris Brown, Rihanna. That's crazy. Because we all done had domestic shit happen, but them some kids. Y'all keep forgetting. If they were in college, they'd be fighting over ramen noodles when nobody say shit. But you in a motherfucking Lamborghini and shit change. Because women, y'all some powerful motherfuckers. I'm not saying what Chris did was right. I'm saying women know what buttons to push. I'm good friends with Rihanna. Y'all know what buttons to push. We don't know what the fuck. Don't make no accusations. You don't know what she said in that car to push them buttons. She probably looked over that nigga and was like, that's why you can't dance. That nigga said, what? I'm just saying, we don't know what happened in that car. Women say the most hurtful shit. I don't know where y'all pull it from. Y'all so good at that shit. You know, D-Ray gotta always leave you a true story, right? I'm leaving the club, and as I'm leaving, you know how you leave the club because commotion is kicking off. And no offense to the white people, but niggas know how to get out when shit about to pop. Here's some shit. Oh, shit. Hey, let's go and get up out this motherfucker, man. I'm leaving the club. I'm going outside. I see a guy and a girl arguing. Women say some hurtful shit. Don't tell no woman nothing about you personal unless you planning on being with her forever. Don't give women that ammo. Because when a woman get mad, shit. She snapped. I couldn't believe she said this shit. They was arguing back and forth, and she said, I know it. Well, nigga, next time you want to kill yourself, call another bitch. I'm like, God. Damn. Women some mean motherfuckers when y'all wanna be. Don't piss no woman off. One thing you don't wanna get a woman to is the okay point. When she okay and smiling. Fuck you, bitch. Okay. 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 Shawnee, what the fuck you clapping for? So rich ass, shut up. You okay, all right? Women lose their mind over 2 days of a relationship. Because women, y'all need that love shit. You be woman 2 days, you be like, so why the fuck you ain't called? I was at home with my wife. She don't like me dialing out when she... That's right, preach. Oh shit, the white girl trained already. I love it. She trained. You got her trained already, brother? Look at her. He got a salute and shit. Oh, shit. You loyal, baby? Yeah. Very loyal. That's your man right there. Fuck the bullshit. He got the, huh? He what? It's not a problem. Oh, if he makes a mistake, it's not a problem. See, okay, I'm glad D-Ray on the show so I can rectify for everybody at home what the problem is. The problem is too many men out here doing fucked up shit. So that limits the good men out here. So women, when they see something good, like they see your man and think he a good thing, they gonna come after your man. It's hard on him. We are the victims. Yes, get the fuck out of here. Give them a pass. It's hard to be out here. So you loyal 100%. You stand up for your man. That's your nigga. If you love that man right now, you would never cheat on him ever. Stand up for him right now. You would never cheat on him. Hey, nigga, if I get your bitch to stand up that quick, she'll suck a dick that fast, too. Let me let you know that. Quick, she got up, nigga. See? Now, trainer, they gonna be riding home. He gonna be pissed off. Bitch, don't you ever stand up again. Ooh, I love being D-Ray. I say what the fuck I feel. I love you too. If I could see you, I'd mean it. I don't want to be saying I love you to a six. Are you a six, baby? Oh, y'all know what a six is? Y'all know what a dime is, don't you? All right, then. I'm sorry, baby. She's still trying to figure out. That's you said that, baby? You want to fuck around? No, I'm asking you on camera. Do you want to fuck around? Would you like to have sex? I ain't about that bullshit. Fuck it. It's on. We doing it. All right, it's painful. I don't mean the sex. I mean the part where I get up, walk out, and be like, all right. Sex with me is painful. Look at all the women. Y'all mad at me now. He light-skinned. He's supposed to be nice. Shit. Oh, man. It's about fun, though. Fuck it. I like to have fun. This is life. Women that don't want to have fun, you can't hang with me. I like to do stupid shit. I like me and my woman to put on red shirts, go down to Target and pretend we work at that motherfucker. And be mean to motherfucker. Excuse me, can you tell me what a no motherfucker? I can't. I'ma tell your manager, get him. Have fun in your relationship. Shaq, are you still the police? You still the police? Are you still the police? Because I heard your little mixtape. Give a fuck. Kobe, eat a dick. Motherfucker, eat a dick. You can eat a dick. You can eat a dick. Eat a dick. I wrote that shit just so y'all know. Dude, you know what I hate? I hate getting tickets for shit that I should be able to do. Don't write me no fucking ticket. The fuck is wrong with you? Can y'all be on y'all cell phone out here? You can still talk on the phone? Y'all good, because you can't be on your fucking cell phone in California. What the fuck? I can't talk to a motherfucker. You gotta have a wireless, some ear shit. Police pull behind you, gotta just drop your phone. Hey, I'ma call you back. Back. I don't want to get in trouble for no shit that I should be able to do. Yo, seatbelt, why the fuck you giving me a ticket for my life? The motherfucker, how you know tonight it ain't just the night I want to kill myself, nigga? I'm speeding. You ain't got your seatbelt on. I know, nigga. I'm trying to go through the windshield. You just fucked it up. The police ever pull behind your ass, you try to sneak your seatbelt on? You feel like an idiot. They pull behind you, be like, these motherfuckers here. Click it. My nigga. I'll tell y'all something about Cat Williams. They say Cat Williams is crazy. Guess what? He is. Rightfully, because if you rich like that, nigga, be crazy. Cat crazy. Cat a fucking pimp. I seen that nigga had three bitches washing his car in the rain.
Keep it dry, bitches. Keep it dry. If you love me, keep it dry.
Cat be talking to niggas sometime, and you feel like you a bitch. You try not to, but you get caught up in that shit. That nigga was having a conversation with me one night. He said,
D-Ray, I want to do something with you, but what we going to do is we going to be two different things. You going to be Mountain Dew, I'm going to be Pepsi. You going to do your thing, I'm going to do mine. And we are never clashed. Nobody knows we're ever together. I was like, so I'm Mountain Dew? Yes, you is, bitch. You're Mountain Dew.
You motherfucker. I ain't Mountain Dew, nigga. Sneaky ass women. All-Star Weekend, sneaky-ass women down at this motherfucker trying to get drafted. Women will never tell you all the motherfuckers they had sex with. Y'all some secretive nigga. You all right, nigga? You went and filled it up? Why you ain't got nothing flying there, nigga? Why you got a beard on? You killing me. What that mean? Nigga, cut that glass down in half. Stop, man. I know they got on you early, but if I do it, it'll be the worst thing ever happened, nigga. For, believe me, nigga. Ain't nothing. Hey. No, hell no. All y'all niggas saying, get them. Then outside, I get hit over the glass with a big ass. Big ass water glass. What made you get that shit? Was you going through the cabinet at home like, shit, no, that little. What the fuck could I shut the club down with? You bought that shit out. That's the shit I'm talking about. Don't tell a motherfucker to cut it off, nigga. You chose that. You picked that hat, them glasses, that little ass chain, that shirt, nigga, and you said, how can I kill him? Give me that motherfucking glass right there. Hey, baby, how you feel about that glass?
I told his ass, don't wear that motherfucker.
She told your ass, didn't she? Like, why are you bringing that glass? What if we run out of gas and I can go get some? What are we gonna put it in? I tried not to look at it, but that's some motherfucking, you can't not see that shit. That nigga can pass that motherfucker. What the fuck you doing? Communion, nigga? Pass that shit around. Let everybody get some. I'm D-Ray, y'all. Thanks for the time. I'm out of this motherfucker. I felt like an all-star, baby. I went to the game with some of my best materials hard. I feel like one of my best game plans. I said I'm going to hit him. A little freestyle up front. Show him who D-Ray is. I'm probably one of the best people in the business, man. One of the best niggas out here doing it now. Everybody home know it. The street stars here. Definitely Chi-Town representative. Hey, I'm the one of the best guys doing it. That's what it is.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, baby. Y'all know this brother from the movie Soul Plane. Y'all got show some love for Kevin Hart. Let him hear.
If I shoot a nigga, I'm on my thuggish shit right now. I'ma tell y'all some shit, man. I think it's a chance I might have a dumb baby. I know it sound mean, shit don't sound right, but I swear to God, I think I figured the shit out. I don't think my son is as smart as he's supposed to be. My son doing a lot of dumb baby shit, man. He ain't making smart baby noises. You know, smart babies make smart baby noises. Shit is separated. Shit is separated. My son got one noise, shit lasts for a long ass time. Ah! All day. Ah! You know how embarrassing that shit is when you got company? You in the house, this nigga come out the room, ah! Get the fucking, goddamn it. Put the helmet on his ass and put him in the, don't let this, I told you, put his, shit! Fucking dumb baby. It's my goddamn son, though. I love him. Fuck y'all. Don't judge me. It's my family, bitches. My daughter pissing me off. My daughter going through that question phase. This shit is difficult, man. You know, my daughter 3. She want to know everything. My daughter want to know every fucking thing. She got a question for everything. Dad, what's that? That's a car, baby. What color is it? It's blue. What's a car? It's like a vehicle. Form of transportation. Give me a second. Let daddy finish programming his number in my phone. What's program? Well, program is when you, okay, like, all right. Say, you ever get mad at a baby because you don't know some shit? What the fuck you want to know with program? Sit down, because you're being stupid. Sit the fuck down. Think about what you said and really think about it before I pop the shit at you. I got your program right here. Pop you in your fucking mouth. That's what I'll do. You're disrespectful. My son in the back, shut the fuck up. Goddamn kids will change your life. Fucking babies. I'm gonna tell y'all some shit that I done figured out though. This is genuine. I know it's a lot of fathers in here, a lot of daddies in this room right now. I created some shit called Daddy Day. Shaq, you gonna love this shit. Daddy Day is when you tell your lady, Shiny, go. Do what the fuck you want to do today, baby. I got the kids. Do what you want to do. I got the kids today. Sounds great. Shit sounds unbelievable, doesn't it? Here's the fucked up thing about Daddy Day. I'm not qualified to watch my kids by myself. I'm not a good parent. I figured that shit out. You know what it is? Men, we don't have the patience. Like, men, we can't repeat ourselves that much. That's what happens. When you watch a kid all fucking day, you say the same shit over and over. Women can do it. You guys are patient. Y'all know how to deal with that shit. Men, we can't fucking do it. We try. Hey, no. No. Put, hey. Put, hey. Put, no. What I say? Come here. Because you, hey. Look, don't. Motherfucker, hey, bitch! Oh, I hate these kids, nigga. Somebody get we start calling niggas, you gotta get these fucking kids, nigga! Niggas throwing gang signs, nigga, I'm about to kick this shit, motherfucker, cuz! Kid in here throwing fucking Tupperware all over the place. Like he paid bills around this bitch, cuz! Fucking kids! It's a different ball game. It's a different ball game, man. See, but here's the good shit. I'm gonna tell you what women do. Women, you got the ability to pop the shit out of a kid. That's what y'all do. Women, you guys will pop the shit out of a fucking kid. I don't know if anybody's ever seen it. If you've never seen a kid get popped, it's the funniest shit you'll ever see in your life. Look at a kid's eyes. I swear to God, whenever a kid get popped, look at his fucking eyes. Because women, so, hey, what'd I say? Put it down, put it down, put it the fuck down. Them niggas be trying to process what the fuck just happened. Did this bitch just sting me or did she? This bitch is crazy. I've got to feed my kids one time. PlayStation 3 just came out. I was playing the shit out that game, Madden. Fucking that game up, me and my boy. My kids crying and shit. I thought they were spoiled. I'm like, they fucking spoiled. They got attitudes. Let them cry. They fucking spoiled. Let them cry. She came home. She was like, why they crying? I was like, because they fucking spoiled. They got attitudes. She was like, well, did they eat? I was like, God damn it. Shit. I ate, but they didn't say shit when I was eating. He just looked at me. Ah, fuck you. I'm not going to jump up every time you got some shit to say. Kill yourself. Goddamn kids. Those my babies, though, man. I'm in love with them kids. I'm gonna tell you what's complicated when you got kids, man. As a father, I don't know if any of y'all got kids right here, but if you got kids, as a father, man, do shit with your kids. Always. I'm serious. Go fucking take your kids places. Not with your lady, by yourself. Fuck her. No, do it by yourself. Establish yourself as a dad. Now, I'm not gonna lie to y'all. I do a lot of shit with my fucking kids. Everything don't go the way it should. That's me being honest. I fight kids. I've gotten into a couple fights with kids before. That's me keeping it 100 with y'all. I swear to God, I fought. I will fuck a kid up and feel good about myself when I'm done. I don't like it. Like, I don't like it when a kid get the best of my kid. Like, you ever see a kid play and another kid fucking your kid up? Some parents can deal with that. I'm gonna fuck your baby up. I'm gonna wait till you turn around. I'm gonna knee your baby right in the back. Hey, pussy, I'll kill you. Little bitch. Huh? Little bitch. How that feel? If you ever gonna hit a kid, hit him in the spine, because it'll take him a long time to cry. By the time they get that shit out, I'm in the car. I'm where the fuck I need to be. I got into one fight. One fight, Chuck E. Cheese. Swear to God, y'all laughing, I'm dead serious. Me and my daughter, we're Chuck E. Cheese. I got my son with me, right? My daughter playing in the balls. She in the balls. This boy kept taking the balls, throwing them at my daughter's head. Whip, hitting it right in the head. Whip, bow, right in the head. I got mad. I'm like, what are you doing? Throw a ball back. Don't let them fucking throw the balls at you. Throw a ball back. And I'm mad, and I felt like my son should be just as mad. This nigga's hanging on the side of the fucking net, slobbering. I was so mad at the way that my family looked as a unit. We didn't look good together. We didn't look successful. My daughter was taking balls to the face. My son was slobbering. I was small. We looked like a fucking circus act. It didn't look good. But it don't discourage me. I still do shit with my kids. I don't give a fuck where. I do shit with my kids. Took my babies to the zoo one time. This some real shit. Swear to God, this happened. I'm at the zoo, okay? I got my son. I got my son in my arm, right? My daughter here. We looking at the gorillas. I'm trying to explain to my daughter what a gorilla is. I'm like, baby, look. They call that a silverback gorilla. The reason why is because he got a silver thing on his back. Right? Now, while I'm talking to her, the gorilla smacked the glass hard as shit. When he smacked the glass, in my mind, he just got out. This nigga was loose. Hey, I never got the fuck out the zoo so fast. I caused so much commotion. The silverback is loose. The silverback is loose. And when I was running, I felt something on my neck. Like, you know when somebody about to catch you, you can feel them on your neck? I was like, oh, shit. The silverback about to fuck me up. I didn't know what to do. I panicked, so I dropped my baby. I was like, ah. He had to die. Listen, I had a lot of shit going on in my life at the time. Movies was coming out. Checks didn't clear. It was a lot of shit. Women, can I tell y'all something? Stop putting so much pressure on your fucking men, okay? Like, I'm real shit right now. I'm not preaching. I'm just telling y'all how I fucking feel, okay? We got a lot of pressure as it is. I provide. I take care of my family. I make sure we're happy. I fucking provide. I'm good at it. I don't like extra pressure. I'm dead serious. I don't like it when you tell my kids shit like, hey, if somebody mess with you, go tell your dad and let your dad deal with them. No, don't do that. I don't like that. Because it's nothing worse than going to go fight somebody for your kid and you get fucked up. Then you got to explain to your kid why it's okay to get fucked up sometimes. That's a fucked up speech. You ever see a dad give that speech? Hey, nigga, I tried. Yep. That's some fucked up shit. Hey, nigga, shit. He was good. I don't know. You know what my problem is? Here's my problem. I would fight a lot more if fighting was what it used to be. Fighting has changed. It ain't the same shit. Like, what happened to the shove? Remember the fucking shove? Fuck you. Yeah, bitch. The shove. That's how you judged if you wanted to fight somebody or not. If somebody shoved you too hard, you're not going to fight them because you knew how strong they were by how hard they fucking shoved you. Hey. Fuck you. Yeah, bitch. Yeah, fuck. God damn. Hold on. You can always tell a nigga that got shoved too hard because he started fixing his clothes immediately. This, you know what? I don't need this shit. I don't need this. I got shoved into a conversation one time. I swear to God. Nigga, I lied to you not. Listen, two of my closest friends, right? My boy Charlie like 6'5". My boy Don like 6'2". My friends, they arguing. I'm trying to break it up. He pushed me. When he pushed me, I start talking to these two bitches. I didn't even know them, but I felt so uncomfortable about getting pushed that fast that it was the only safe thing to do. They was arguing. I was like, yo, Charlie, chill, man. You're not going to fight your boy? Chill the fuck. We friends. No. Hey, Don, back the fuck. You're being stupid. Back up, man. Charlie, chill the fuck. Hey, these niggas been doing this for years. Yep. No, that's how we are. We friends. I'm a Christian. I pray all the time. I love Jesus first. I don't like fighting. I've seen too much bad shit. I've seen too many niggas get knocked out. So one of my closest friends get knocked out. You ever see somebody get knocked out? Like, oh, love you back, Sugarfoot. You ever see somebody get knocked out? Real shit. Like, knocked the fuck out. I saw one of my closest friends get knocked out cold. He got punched one time, fell asleep. Bow. When he woke up, he got mad at me. He was like, Kev, how come you ain't get him? And I was like, you know what? That's some selfish shit because I just saw what he was capable of, you know? He made you go to sleep. I'm not tired. I'm wide awake. I took a nap. Why would I walk right into that ass whipping? That's stupid. If he hit me and I go to sleep, who gonna wake who up? You understand what I'm saying? I don't have an alarm clock in my pocket. That's how people get raped falling asleep at a bar. I don't want that problem at all. I want to be that guy, though. I would love to be a thug, man. I would. I swear to God, I would. Every small guy would love that shit. We would love that fucking position. That's what we dream of. I personally, I don't understand thugs. I don't understand. Literally, I'm not saying, like, I don't understand what you're about. I really don't understand them. Like, have you ever fucking talked to a thug, like, recently? Yeah, you know what I'm saying, nigga? You know what I'm saying? Talking to the nigga, right? You know what I'm saying? Nigga, come to me. Ah, you know what I mean? Nigga, talk to me. I'm like, yeah, nigga, birds. Yeah, fly off. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, you know what I'm saying? Nigga, I'm like, yeah, get money. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, look at me. I'm like, I talked to this nigga for 15 minutes. I don't know what we talked about, but weird words kept popping into conversation. He was like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking to nigga, me and nigga talking shit. He like, Diplo. I'm like, yeah, woof, woof. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, right? So I'm like, I do my taxes. Wait, what? What did that have to do with the, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I would love to be a fucking thug. I'm not. That's not my personality. I don't have a thug bone in my fucking body. What I do, I talk shit. That's what I'm good at. I can talk shit. If me and you argue, I'm gonna talk shit with a purpose. The reason why I'm talking shit is to convince you that if you fight me, you're not gonna win the fight. But if I talk shit, and after I talk shit, you still wanna fight, that means that I failed my mission. Abort. It's not working. Get the fuck out of it. You gotta know how to get out of shit. I'm arguing with this guy at the lounge, right? True shit. Me and this guy, we getting into it. We arguing. So I start hitting him with my thug shit. You know, when thugs get mad, they clap. Every time a thug get mad, he start to clap. So I hit the nigga with the clap shit. I was like, yo, let me tell you something, dude. Real talk, like real shit. Say something else, and I'm gonna smack the shit out you. Say another motherfucking thing, and it's over, nigga. And he stood up. He was big as shit. I was like, this is stupid. Give me a hug. Come here, man. I'm not gonna fight you. This is dumb. I don't want to fight you. This is stupid. You got to have a purpose, man. I'm not that guy. I don't want to be that fucking guy. I like who I am. Got a lot of guys that try to be shit that they're not. Know your fucking position as a man. My lady, she think I'm a bitch. I don't give a fuck. That's my wife. She thinks I'm a bitch. I let her think it. Now, does she have reason to? Maybe. We were out. No, it's a possibility. We were out one time. She got into it with this guy. They got to arguing. She was like, babe, you don't let him talk like that to me? And I was like, no. And then he hit her. She was like, get him. And I was like, well, what did you do before this shit happened? Like, what happened? Exactly. Because I don't want to fight before I know the whole story. You understand what I'm saying? That's stupid, throwing yourself in harm's way when you don't know what really happened. I'm a firm believer in tell me what happened first. I don't mind. Here's my thing. This is me being honest. I don't mind a crazy fucking woman as long as that's who you are. If that's who you are, be that person. Shanti, if that's who you are, be it. I don't give a fuck. Here's my problem. I don't like it when you're a hypocrite. Like, I don't like women that dare a man to hit her for like 3 hours and then act surprised when he do it. I don't like that bitch. You ever see that bitch? Yeah, whatever. I wish you would. Hit me, watch what the fuck happened. No, don't be a bitch. Don't walk away like a bitch. Hit me, watch. Let me tell you something. I promise you, boo-boo. I promise you, shit ain't gonna go down. Hit me, watch. Help! He crazy! You're not fucking crazy. Tired of you talking shit all goddamn day. That's all it is. I can't stand them women. Be who you are. Me, myself, I don't want a happy woman. I like crazy fucking women. I love the fact that my wife is crazy. I love it. I don't want a happy woman. Can you deal with that? Every time you come home, she got some happy shit to say. Think about it. As soon as you walk in the house, she happy. Oh, my God. Who's home? You are. Oh my God. Bitch, sit down. Sit the fuck down. I got fired today. You want to tickle somebody? Sit down. That's what women do, though. You got to understand women. I can honestly say I figured women out. If I'm wrong right now, tell me I'm wrong. Chad, if I'm wrong, tell me I'm fucking wrong. I'm going to dedicate this to you because you put this shit together. If I'm wrong, you're allowed to say I'm wrong, fucking Shiny. Tell me I'm wrong, okay? Let me tell you, this is how much I know I have women down. Women, you're just like men, okay? You're just as nasty, you're just as sneaky, you're just better at it. Just, if I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong. Watch. All right, watch. I'm gonna prove a point to you. You'll think some nasty shit. You'll think about it. But you won't tell him the nasty shit you're thinking. You'll wait for him to do it, and when he do it, you'll act like, oh my God, you nasty, I can't believe he did that. That's some real shit. That's what women do. I'm gonna give you an example. Shaq, you ever having sex? While you're having sex, you touch her. You say, babe, turn over. Turn over, babe. Mm-mm. You didn't grab her, you didn't throw her over, you didn't body slam her. You said, babe, turn over. But when you do it, she get real dramatic. She go overboard. Turn over, babe. Oh. 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 She starts saying shit that you wasn't even thinking. All you said was turn over. She started to verbally put her nasty shit on you. Turn over, babe. Oh my God, don't put your fingers in my butt. What? What you say? What you say, baby? Oh my God, you gonna put your fingers in my butt? No, no, baby, I'm not about to. You gonna put two fingers in there? No. No, 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 that's not my thing. Just get the lube out the top drawer next to my panties. The lube? Bitch, when we get lube in the house? This bitch done undercoverly hid lube in the house, bitch? That's what women do. You put your nasty shit on men. But I'm gonna tell you something. Men, we only got a certain level of fucking nasty. I'm gonna talk to y'all, Shanti, because y'all here, okay? Okay? You're fucking here. That's my nigga. It's my motherfucking man, Pots and Pants. He only got a certain level of nasty. Like, y'all got some years in now. Now, I'm gonna be honest with you. His first year, he was the shit. He was turned out. His creativity was fucking amazing. He was like, baby, get out the car, get ass naked, get on the hood. I'm gonna put a brick on the gas pedal, make the car drive slow. I'm about to ghost ride your ass. This nigga gonna ghost ride my ass! He was turned the fuck out. Older you get, your shit runs out. Your nasty level wears the fuck out. He's still trying right now, but it ain't as good. Nigga trying to be creative. This how old niggas come up with shit. Okay, hold on. Baby, get the, shit. Hold on. Get the blow dryer, plug it in, put it on high. I'ma fuck the hot spot. What? What did you say?
Fuck that. No, that's stupid. You right. That's dumb. Hold on. Get the shit, baby. Hey, get the dog and the cat, make them fight. I wanna make your pussy mad.
What? My pussy mad? Nigga, what did you? The older you get. Now my job is to make y'all laugh and educate at the same time. Here's my goal, to educate. See, a lot of couples here on double dates tonight, okay? I'm gonna tell you why you don't do that. Tell you why. Shaq, I'm out of here. Listen to this shit. Some real fucking shit. Fuck with you. Know you for a minute. Pay attention, okay? I'm small, but I fucking know a lot of shit, okay? Here's why you don't double date and pay attention. It's serious. All you do is compete with the other couple. That's it. I'm telling you, real shit. Let's say he lean over and give her a kiss. Mm. Love you, babe. It's innocent. Love you, babe. First thing she gonna do, she gonna look at you. She like, must be nice. Now the competition started. Now the only way you can win is to suck her titty at the table. That's it. Now, listen. What I'm saying is real, okay? No. Here's my point. Here's my fucking point. Why she cover her titties? Like you was gonna jump on the titties. All right. No, he's not. It's just, I'm just talking, Charlie. Listen, here's the fucked up thing, okay? Here's why I say that. Women are so emotional. They discuss everything, Shaq. They fucking talk. They talk about y'all business. Men, y'all don't discuss each other's business. All we talk about is the shit that we might do. That's it. But they discuss everything. And it come out on night like this. Like y'all out, y'all drinking, it's All-Star Weekend, you're having a good time. This when the shit come out. I'm showing you how it come out. You get mad at her. You're like, you know what, Keisha? I can't stand when you come out. You get drunk, you fuck her tonight. She's like, whatever, dying. At least I don't eat ass. You're like, what? Listen, Shaq, you be like, what? eat ass. Oh, you don't eat ass? He don't eat ass. Hold up, whoa. You told him I eat ass? Everybody was talking. I didn't know it would come out. Now you gotta sit there with the you ate ass face. He's sitting there like this. That's the you ate ass face, right? So of course you bring it back up because you mad. You're like, hey, look, first of all, only time I ate your ass was on your birthday. No, fuck it. You want to talk about it? Let's talk about it. I didn't get you shit, so I ate your ass. Don't make it seem like I'm out here every day and I'm just eating your ass. Everybody sitting here pushing my glass to the side like I got the shit mouth. Fuck y'all. Better won't be no more ass eating up in here. I'm Kevin Hart. I love y'all. Swear to God.
Because D-Ray is a real nigga, but a lot of times D-Ray loves to give you his resume. Nigga, ask me what time it is.
Hey, D, what time is it, dude?
Nigga, I got 3 movies coming up, nigga. They all hot. They with Robert De Niro, Sylvester Stallone.
That's what's up, D. I just want to know the time.
Ask me any question you want, baby.
D.
Yo, I got a little special coming out. That shit is hot, nigga. It's called Green Eyes Attacks.
Okay. Wait, let me do Tommy.
I'm going to do Tommy. Tommy, what's up, baby? You know I love you.
How do you? Don't do it, but I did it first.
Hey, Aries, real quick.
Man, who is that bitch you was with the other day? I will fuck the dog shit out of her.
No, dude, that's my wife.
I know, man.
Hey, Seth, dude, good shit today, man.
Hey, Kevin, what's up? Hey, Kevin Hart. You know Kevin, right?
Yeah. Push other people to talk to you. So that always makes somebody else talk to you. Yeah. Push somebody else in your shit.
Yeah, you talk to him.
How are you enjoying the show right now?
Pretty good show. It's a show I put together myself. And I already got Roast 1 and 2 in the store. Went platinum. Then got to do Roast Platinum, but it's a great show. You know, sorry my voice is hoarse. But, you know, we just want to come out and have a good time.
What did he say?
He asked you about how were you doing.
Tell him I don't talk to him. Tell him if you want to talk to me, he talks to you and relays a message.
So, glad to be here. Really feel glad.
He doesn't talk to people. You big time like that. You from Philly. You don't talk to people anymore, Kevin.
What did he say?
He said you're looking nice.
You gonna talk to me, Kevin?
Harry, can you
see this microphone?
Harry,
I'm sorry. Don't touch me.
Can you tell him please not to touch me? Can you tell him not to touch me?
Don't touch
Harry. Can you tell him not to touch me?
Rasul, he asked, would you not touch me?
Tell Rasul, I said, hey, I'm a motherfucking thug. If you don't know it, look at my tats. Count them. 1. That's 2. That's 3. That's 4. It represents the motherfucking bodies I laid down. Tell him lay another hand on me. I got 6 tattoos.